entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
Look at here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No, no. No. No, no.
Hey, Donna! Did you shut the coffee yet?
Oh, snap!
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. One of the only, probably the only, podcasts out there to feature a German band that likes to set themselves on fire. Which German band, you might ask? You guessed it. Rammstein! Yes. Let's just lower that. We get it. They rock. They play their music and their instruments very, very well. Another person who does their thing and uses their talents very, very well, Shawnee Murphy. Shawnee Murphy, what's going on, buddy?
Doing good. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Good. What's new with you? It's been a while.
Well, I did something weird this weekend.
What did you do?
I shaved my arms.
You shaved your arms?
Yeah, like my forearms.
Were you getting a tattoo?
No. I don't know what I was thinking. I just kind of did it. It's like, you know, that episode of Seinfeld where he shaves his chest. He's just looking in the mirror. He sees his hairy chest and he just shaves his chest.
Did it stem from you shaving your chest?
Well, I've done that before, but no, I was
so
just,
you just shaved,
I was,
you just
I was shaving,
shaved your
I was
arms.
Shaving my, you know, my little man beard here. You know, that little,
how does it get to the fucking arms from your beard?
Yeah, I'm looking down at my arms and, you know, like, it was very weird. I had very hairy forearms, you know, past the elbow, basically nothing, you know, completely, you know, nothing there, but from the elbow down, it was kind of it was very hairy. So I'm looking at this thing, and I decided I'm going to shave it.
Wow! Did you have to use scissors before, like when you cut a long beard?
No, I just had the clippers at first I tried it with the guide inside the clippers.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing enough. I just took the guide off and just straight out there.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
But I got to be honest. I kind of like it.
So you like having... Now, you shaved it bald, obviously. You didn't just, like, put it to a number one. Something like that, right?
No, I had no guide on there. Just straight clippers, straight up.
That's... I gotta say, it's a little fruity. It's a little fucking gay.
Is it? It's not like I shoved my forearm up a dude's ass. What's gay about
it? You may
this?
As well have. At least...
No, it's not doing anything. Like, women don't generally shave their arms, do they? Okay, if I trim my... They do?
Yeah, like Russian broads.
Russian broads are like real hairy broads. I guess if you're a hairy broad, you'd shave it. I don't think there's anything gay with it. I really don't.
Russian broads
and some Italian
women.
So you like it now?
You're going to maintain the look?
Well, you know what? It kind of feels like I'm swimming all the time.
Oh, when you walk
like,
by the
all
wind?
All the time. Like it just feels like I'm swimming constantly. Like everywhere I go, like I'm sitting here right now, it feels like I'm kind of chilling out in a pool of water.
Okay, so I went to North Carolina, and I've never done this. It's not shaving my arms, and this is why I'm admitting this, because there's something gayer on the table now.
Okay, so you're trying to up the gay notch a little bit?
No, I'm proving that my
you're just less gay is what you're saying.
My questionable activity is less gay.
All right.
I had my back shaved, and nared. I had help from Amanda.
You got it nared.
Amanda nared and shaved my back. I understand the feeling.
That's really not gay, though. I mean, like, if you got a hairy back, you kind of.
I have like a letter X shape of hair. On the front and the back. I don't know how the fuck it happened, but it looks like I'm sponsored by Xbox when I have my fucking shirt off. It's terrible.
So you actually nared it, though, huh?
Yeah, just, you know, because I
like,
did...
after you shaved it? Like, isn't the point of the nair so you don't have to
missed,
shave it?
It missed some, because honestly, it started smelling like a... I mean, I had two sisters, so, like, you know what a perm smells like when you do, and it started smelling like an 80s perm. So I fucking just I wiped it all off, and it missed some spots. I guess it didn't, you know... cooked down enough of the fucking hair, so I had to clean it up, and I couldn't reach, so I had help. And I know what it feels like.
Cutting out on me here.
I'm sorry that I'm cutting out. I didn't realize that, but I know what it feels like to have the hair removed in an area that you've always had hair.
Like, how hairy is your fucking back,
dude,
man?
I mean, I
got some stragglers back there that I got to trim off every now and then. But I mean, what are you, like, some sort of wildebeest back there?
Yeah, but only in the shape of a capital X. I don't know why, but that's just what it is. That's just the way it goes. And
you've never thought to shave this thing before? Like, you've gone to the beach before?
And yeah, I didn't care.
You let this big X?
It was kind of like on a whim. I'm like, you know what? Why not just fucking just see what it's like? You know,
see what it's like? Did you cool down a little bit? Did it get a little cooler?
Look, at least I didn't shave my fucking forearms. Okay?
Hey, man, I think once you shave your forearms, you kind of feel like you're going to keep doing it. Because literally, it feels like you're swimming all the time. I got to tell you, I'm going to shave on my heating bill. I can't believe how much cooler I feel all the time now.
You had that much hair that your body temperature
like, I feel
lower.
Like I cooled down. And the other weird thing is, all right, so you know, people on cam can see me. The color of my hair is kind of like, yeah, it's medium to, you know, medium brown, I guess. Yeah.
People can't see you. They are watching. People are saying you look like Will Arnett.
Yeah, I guess my hair color is similar to Will Arnett's, too.
Sure.
But my arm hair was like I was from fucking Sweden or Norway or some shit. It was blonde as hell.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm standing over my sink, so I shaved it. It all fell in my sink, and I realized, you know, this copious amount of arm hair is going to end up clogging up my fucking sink. And so I had to scoop it out. As I'm scooping it out of the sink, I'm like, this shit's fucking blonde. And, you know, it was wow. You know, pretty nice shade. I wish I had that on the top of my head.
By the way, we always have people in Heroes Talk, our Heroes Talk chat room, heroestalk.com. If you're here for the live show every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. It looks like we have an object-oriented programmer in the fucking audience who is saying that back.shavinggayness is less than forearm.shavinggayness. So I guess that's a property on body part objects, shaving gayness. And my the object I dealt with has a lower shaving gayness than you.
I agree. There's really nothing at all gay about shaving your back. In fact, I think it's kind of weird that you had this giant X on your back all this time and you didn't shave it before.
I mean, do I look at it? No. I just kind of caught it in the...
I can't believe Amanda didn't shave it while you were sleeping or something. I mean, you have this big furry X on your back.
Maybe she
and you have one on your chest too.
She likes math. Maybe she thought it was like a fucking variable or something like that. I don't really know. I was just compelled to do it, and I did it. I'm not gonna lie. I might do it again. I'm not gonna maintain it because in the
winter
months,
you have her to do that for you.
Well, but I'm not gonna ask her. I'm not gonna request her to do it. Now, because I couldn't care less.
It's kind of hard to shave your own back, though.
You got to get that fucking that like ice scraper thing that they put the razor in, where you can reach.
That sounds fucking dangerous, man.
They have a device you can reach.
Dude, I'm not. You want to reach around with a giant ice scraper and, you know, doing your whole back?
What if you don't know anybody? You have no choice. You want to look nice on your solo vacation to the fucking Keys. You get the goddamn ice scraper and put the Gillette on the end.
See, I get a little like little area on the top of my back.
Yeah.
So I kind of reach around with the old Bic when I'm in the shower. And
yeah.
Just, you know, get that way.
But what happens? What happens?
If I had hair elsewhere, if I had a giant X on my back, I'd be totally fucked.
But I mean, at least it doesn't poke through the collar. That's always the worst when you see some dude walking around with a fucking t-shirt on, and he's got like a back fro sticking through the back of his t-shirt neck collar.
Let me tell you, I saw the most horrifying thing ever in my life. When I was like 13, I went to the water park, and there was this big fat black kid in front of me in line. This kid was huge, and you know, he's going around shirtless because, you know, like that was before people had invented the t-shirt to cover up your big boobs.
What?
You're a dude.
What do you mean invented the t-shirt?
It was a joke.
Yeah.
The guy was walking around with his his boobs hanging out. But he had a bathing suit on. He had hair coming straight out of the ass crack area. And he wasn't like – you didn't have him pulled down or anything. That was before that trend kicked in. He had just hair just like a shrub flopping up out of the fucking his ass neck. It was fucking horrendous.
That might be the most hideous thing you've ever put in my mind.
Horrifying. It was horrifying.
God, like an old vacuum that still has the brushes when you flip it over. You just look, there's just hair in crevices. That one like fucking spiral broom. Oh, is that bad?
I mean, it's coming out of the top, so I can't imagine how hairy like his ass innards were, because that's like the outer ass.
Yeah.
Like, so this is coming, and it's not like he had a big hairy back. It was just coming right out of the ass neck.
And he's not keeping it clean. I mean, Pristine is saying he has to shampoo his ass. How depressing is that? Yeah, he has to, but I'm guaranteeing he isn't. Like, this trip to the water park is really the only effort he's taken all year to clean that fucking, the fucking crack fro. I can't even. It's just fucking disgusting. Tufts. People are typing words like tufts. It's so disgusting.
And none of these people had to actually see it. I was horrified and
I want to see it.
I was damaged. I was damaged when I was 13 by this kid's hairy butt crack ass.
You know what? I kind of want to see something like that now. I kind of do. I mean, but you know, and this was, you said it was before the t-shirt thing, like to hide your man boobs and shit. Like the one fat kid you would see in the pool has like the t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cuz, and he would say it's because he's sensitive to sunlight or whatever like that, you know. But it's really because he's got, like, fucking tits. And the one bad vacation we discussed last week, there was an Asian lifeguard who got very, very upset with one of these fat kids who had the t-shirt on and expelled him from the pool until he removed his shirt.
Really? They made him go out in his fatness, huh?
Yeah. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show with Shawnee Murphy. Who's this?
This is Frank the Germ Freak.
Frank, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, by the way, Shawnee Murphy, Frank and I have, we've kind of buried the hatchet. We've become friends again.
Really? You're reconciled, huh?
Yeah, I think he was...
Yeah, he even bumped my butt again like he did at my party.
Yeah, I did. You know why? Because it makes him uncomfortable. And you know what? I think he was tricked into showing up to the Heroes Talk Labor Day event. And I don't know what he expected of me, what kind of reaction. But I walked right over, and I gave him a handshake. He pulled me into an embrace and said, I missed you.
I did. I said I missed him.
Yeah, and you pulled
really?
Me.
Really? That's hard to do because, you know, he is a germ freak after all. You're laden with germs.
Pulled me into a fucking embrace.
I know Ken doesn't have any diseases.
Yeah, yet.
Yet, yeah.
Oh, excuse
yeah.
me.
He hasn't had the full battery of tests, though.
You're talking about hairy backs. I was refused. Somebody, my wife goes and gets her nails done, and to a Korean place or whatever, and she suggested I go there, but they refused to take me. They said I was too hairy.
Oh, so isn't it true that your wife does this for you though? Like, why would she try and pawn you off with someone else?
She refuses to do it. She doesn't want to do it anymore.
So there's a limit on back hairiness that they'll take care of?
They said too hairy. They said too hairy.
Was it because they were horrified or they didn't think they could do a good job?
They just said it was too hairy. They said too much, too hairy.
So you had already disrobed and...
Of course!
And, wow. And they looked and they said too hairy. So you had to put your shirt on and leave. Did you put up any protest?
No, I was too embarrassed. I left like a buffoon.
Jesus Christ!
I left the door. What are you gonna do? I have a hair problem. My hair. Are you familiar with? I showed this to I think Best in Show Chris and a Barb one time. I have. Are you familiar with Van Gogh's Starry Night? Are you familiar with that painting?
Yeah.
Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my hair on my chest forms Starry Night. It looks, it swirls a little bit, so it looks like Starry Night on my chest.
That's good. what do I say to that? Okay.
Nice.
I mean, it's fucking gross. I mean, it's matted. I don't know. Do you, can you make anything of that, Shawnee Murphy?
I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't either. It's
just painting. It's good.
Grease. And fucking twisted hairs. Just right. Disgusting. So, one more thing, Frank. Why is it that you get your hair shaved? What's the point?
Because if it gets to be too much, it just gets to be too hairy on my chest that it's uncomfortable. And I like to feel it. Like, after you shave your chest and your back and you put a shirt on after that, it's a wonderful, exhilarating feeling. Once you put your shirt on after having a clean shaven back and chest, it's an exhilarating feeling.
That's what you were just saying, Sean. You feel like you were in a pool.
I feel like I'm in a pool on my arms. But, you know, when he's talking about putting on clothes, like, all right, Ken, do you shave your balls?
I have.
Or do you leave your balls big and hairy?
I have, but like, you know what? I'm lazy. I will let it go.
Yeah, I made the mistake of letting it go at times, but when you let it go and then you trim it down and you put your pants back on, it feels nice. It feels free and loose in there. It feels good. I got to tell you. So I understand what he's saying about, you know, having a big gorilla back and chest and then getting it down. Yeah, it's feel nice.
We have another caller.
Like I said, I feel like I'm swimming.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? No, not working out for you, huh? Huh, that's great. Well, it was Ed. Anyway, Frank, I gotta say, good seeing you again, dude. And you know, thanks for the update on your hairy back. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Can I just do one thing? I just have one Seinfeld impression I've been working on, if I could.
You're familiar with Seinfeld, right, Shawnee Murphy?
I know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the episode. Do you remember when Seinfeld? When Kramer was into the Cuban cigars, and he went to the consul, whatever they call it, the Cuban
consulate
area. Yeah. That's it. And he starts, you know, talking to the guy and you know, hinting that he wants these Cuban cigars. And I do the impression of the consulate guy. He goes like this.
What does he say?
You realize these are illegal in your country. And that's the impression that I do. Oh. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. They are illegal in your country.
Right.
All right, Frank, thanks again for calling in. Really appreciate it. Keep the back clean, buddy. Keep that back clean. Oh, shit. I think, I guess, I don't know. I don't know how the conference was working on Skype. Ed McGrath was calling in. Ed, I really, I apologize. I don't know what happened. We had some kind of a fucking glitch. I thought I picked up on you, but... yeah, that's one thing Frank liked to do there, Sean. He liked to do the Seinfeld impressions.
That wasn't really... A Seinfeld impression.
Well, it's
it wasn't really an impression, actually.
You know, hey.
It just sounded like Frank talking and saying what that guy said.
Wow.
It's like my impression of a black woman, let's face it.
That's
my
true.
Impression of a black woman is me talking.
Can we get a little of that?
But saying something a black woman would say.
Can we get a little of that, please?
I know how to treat my man!
It's about on the same level. It's
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Same level of talent. Wow, man. So you shaved your fucking arms just out of nowhere. Just saw it, and now your arms are clean, and you feel the wind on them and shit. Did you put your arm outside the car while you're driving now?
No, actually, but now that you say that, that's kind of a good idea.
You're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think now I'm going to definitely do that on my ride in tomorrow. You know, get a little arm wave. I got to tell you, it feels nice. And my body temperature, my core body temperature has definitely decreased by a degree or two.
That's good. You know, this weekend, I didn't shave my arms or any part of myself. I didn't even shave my fucking luxurious, sparse beard. I instead went to the third annual Labor Day Bash. The Hear Us Talk Labor Day Bash. And I gotta say, it was a great fucking time. Really, really good. I didn't care that my back was hairy, so I'm sorry. I kept my shirt on the entire night, unlike some of the people that that like to attend these things. Chris... Best in Show. I got a chance to sit in on a live show with the guys from The Awful Hour, Veal Chop and Tony, and I think it went very well. I had a fucking great time, but I got to say it was really fucking nerve wracking. It's a lot different doing a show like, you know, just in a room and you see text go by, and you see you know, just the occasional emoticon. Or whatever, you get a PM or a call on Skype. But when you're sitting at a table and these people are in front of you and you can tell that they're either enjoying something or not enjoying something, it's fucking nerve-wracking. And on top of it, this particular event, one of the patrons, one of the people that stopped by was Eastside Dave from Special Delivery. He is someone that I really do enjoy. And I'm a fan of, and Veal Chop had said this multiple times, he felt as though, what fucking business do I have being in front of a microphone when he is there standing? It's just fucking nerve-wracking. And the fact that they started their own cheers for Tony and Veal Chop, and I didn't get one cheer.
You got nothing, huh?
They got a chop chant going for Veal Chop. And they got a little kind of a baseball game-esque cheer with some clapping for Tony. Hey, Tony! Hey, hey, Tony! I didn't get shit. I didn't get a fucking thing. Oh, I got... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I take it back. Casey's reminding me that I got a Ken. I got a Ken.
Just that. Just like, Ken.
Ken!
Ken.
Couple times. I spilled...
Two Kens. Ken.
I spilled a beer, kind of, and I got a Ken with an exclamation mark spoken. So, you know, it was really fucking just kind of weird. I enjoy it, though. It's a good kind of weird. I didn't think I did too well. I know for a fact that I fucking spoke way too much, but I've never done a show with them except for last year when they were a part of the DJ New Style show, and they were completely fucking silenced and upstaged by Frank pretending to be super drunk. And they swore off doing live shows after that. Somehow we convinced them to do it. I sat in with them. It was fucking great. And overall, the event went very, very well. I ate like a ton of horrible, just fucking bad-for-me meals. Not horrible that they tasted bad. Just like I shouldn't be fucking eating these and expect to have clean arteries. Yeah, it was just fucking bad. Like, I ate chicken fingers when I was just completely wasted. But the thing I ate that I really enjoyed were the honey hot wings, which they proclaimed on their own that they were the best on Staten Island. And I gotta say, I've had wings in several places and in multiple states. They were the best wings I've ever had. Bottomley's Tavern in Staten Island, the best wings I've ever had. Everybody here saying they were tasty. And Goatweed, I got to meet fucking Goatweed. He's no longer just a name. He's an actual person who just...
He actually exists. Nice.
He doesn't have fucking horns. Like, you know, he's not an evil guy. He's, you know, he's just a regular fucking dude. And he's saying that they had real honey on the wings. That to me is amazing. Because you go to a fucking Fridays and it's just some slathery sauce that they fucking... They thaw out from some big paint bucket. They spill into a fucking warming bowl. I did have a few drinks, I guess you could say.
A few, huh?
I had a few drinks, some beverages to wet the whistle. You may want to not do what I did. Oh, here we go. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style show. We're talking about the Heroes Talk Labor Day Bash. Who's this?
This is Jeff. From New Jersey.
Jeff from New Jersey. I believe this is the same Jeff that I saw at the Labor Day Bash at Bottomley's on Staten Island.
Bottomley's on Staten Island? I thought you meant the subterranean land in that Stallone movie. Demolition Man.
Seriously? You thought it was like that?
It was a pretty scary neighborhood, to say the least.
What's wrong with that? I thought it was a nice neighborhood.
I was told by someone who went there that it was one of the four bad neighborhoods of Staten Island and probably the worst of the four.
So it was like 50 feet from where the Wu-Tang Clan started. So what? Is it really that bad of a neighborhood? I looked around. There were American flags hanging up. There's nothing but patriots in that area. It's fucking great.
Well, I got to tell you, Ken, I called you midway through Saturday to see how things were going.
Yeah.
And I was letting you know that although I was just over the water in Bayonne, that I couldn't make it because I was too intoxicated.
Yeah.
But what you told me, you were like this. You're like, you're not driving here, are you? you're not driving. And I thought you were worried about me being drunk.
No.
But then I realized as time went on that you were warning me that I shouldn't bring my vehicle anywhere near that neighborhood.
Well, I mean, you do have what could be perceived as a nice car. And I was told by Best in Show Chris that, like, if you have a nice car, it's probably not the best place to drive it or leave it unattended. That's what I was told. No bodily harm.
Unless it's armored like Mad Max.
Yes. Yes. And you need to get the precious gasoline. It was a pretty, you know what? I felt relatively safe. Why? Because I didn't see any people on the streets. If I saw some of the locals, I might not feel as safe. However, I saw no one. So I was good. Jeff, you had a pretty good time, I think.
As with all Heroes Talk events, I had a really, really good time.
Yeah.
Nice homogenous crowd.
Yeah. Really good.
Nice wings, cheap drinks. I recommend everyone to go out and have a good time at one of these events. It's really something special that people are having a good time dancing and
commiserating. You brushed over the dancing. The dancing was kind of a fucking big deal.
Yeah, no, I was too busy trying to figure out where the meat came from for those wings.
They're chickens.
Es la carne esta rata.
No, carne de burro. Burro toes. They were good. They were fucking great wings. Admit that, Jeff. They were beautiful wings and tasty.
They were sticky. They were sticky.
They had honey on them. What do you expect?
I don't know, cats on a spit in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
Spits
I'm
made
sorry.
Of leaves and twigs.
I'm sorry. Attention to Chris, owner of Bottom Leaves. You need Mario Batali in the back room peeking through the fucking shutter to satisfy fucking Jeff.
I was just a little...
God forbid you enjoy a fucking bar wing, Jeff. It's not from Babbo.
Oh, it's not so much the bar food. It was just the general area put me in a state of unease until I had a couple of drinks in me.
Oh, okay. Took a couple of drinks and then you loosened right up.
But in terms of dive bars, that really is like the quintessential dive bar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dirty. It's got an arcade game no one plays. I think it was golf.
No, it was Golden Tee, and the currency was Canadian. You had to put fucking the Canadian money in it.
That's a way of getting tokens.
Yes.
There was a dart league. They were advertising for a dart league, which is always, a sign of a very fucking hip place to hang out.
And not one little hole in the dartboard. Just fucking brand new, pristine, untouched dartboards. And this big rotating banner on the flat screens for the dart league.
You left pretty early, huh?
Yeah, dude. I was I had to go. I was pretty goddamn wrecked. I almost fell down the fucking stairs in the in the side veranda area, whatever you want to call that. There were like maybe 9 really steep fucking steps. I was almost falling down fucking drunk.
You make your girl the DD before you leave the house, like you know you're just gonna get plastered at this thing.
Yeah, like she was so like. She usually will drink a few and enjoy it more, but she decided to just not drink because she knew I was going to, and pretty much just hate the entire night. But what she did get to do,
what does she hate?
It's just waiting. she likes
being your DD.
Yes, not being able to enjoy herself and fucking drink, and you know what, strangers. Let's just say people, let's
could have stopped at people. I think
can we stop with our buddy Pristine? can we stop that he gave her kind of a hard time after a few drinks, trying to get her involved? Not the best idea, Mike. you were fighting the fucking.
Why don't you fucking do something already?
He tried. I it's noble. He fucking. I've never seen someone fucking fail miserably, more miserably than that. But they had a computer on the fucking the bar, so she exhausted all the blogs that she knew of throughout the entire night, just sitting there.
You know, it's a good night
browsing.
When you can actually like track how well the night is going by how high up Chris's shirt is on his body.
That's true.
First, he ties it around his breasts. Then he kind of pulls it over his head, and eventually it just goes completely off.
And eventually, he's shirtless. On the other side of the bar, arm wrestling Eastside Dave, and
actually he was doing some sort of multi-man arm wrestle where there was like 4 people against him.
Yeah, like I thought there was cheating going on, but he actually requested it. He said,
I'm like, is this some weird strongman contest? That
I was waiting for him to start tossing a really large tire into a pickup truck.
Is he gonna go? Is there some sort of like big hammer in the back that he's gonna hit something into a bell?
Our buddy O'Joey is not a small dude, and he basically said, "Hey Dave and O'Joey, arm wrestle me, both of you at the same time." So the two arms versus his, like, and he was like fucking dumbfounded when he lost. Like he just fucking paced, and he's like, "You know what? It's not my fucking day. Whatever, whatever. I am the champion. Like, it's a big wrestling fucking thing. And eventually, it all settled, as it usually does, in some kind of a backyard with Frank suckling his nipple rings. I don't understand how Frank is a germ freak when he can end up with another man's nipple ring in his mouth. Did you see this, Jeff?
I was not there. I'm sorry.
Usually he'll, I guess it's Labor Day tradition. Frank will play with Chris's nipple rings. Like, he tugged on him the first time. He did it again.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Everybody saw that one. It was a classic moment. But this time, he did it with his fucking teeth. It's just fucking bizarre. Like, I mean, you know what? You shaved your arms, Sean.
Yeah, the shaving my arms is going to come close to pulling out a man's nipple ring with your teeth.
Yeah, like fucking nipplingus with with another fucking tattooed man.
That's getting awfully close to a lick of a man's nipple. I mean, that might be one of the most gay things you could do, is lick another man's nipple.
I mean, and if you're trying... Yeah.
You can't... If there's anyone more conscientious about being perceived as gay, it's Frank.
Yeah.
But I applaud him for having at least one night where he can kind of entertain those fantasies in a safe place amongst friends.
Yeah, just a block away from one of the worst areas in Staten.
I think my favorite part of the night was Pristine Sneakers. I got there a little bit late, so he was pretty well sauced at that time, but he made a declaration that he had sworn off women completely, that he was going to focus on video gaming specifically. And right before I left, he's talking to some really, really hot girl, and I'm just like, I guess video gaming just really doesn't ever replace vagina.
Well, when you're in a bar that has nothing but Canadian golden tea, it's a little tough to stick to that fucking proclamation, okay? Give him credit there. If they had fucking Class of 81 Galaga Miss Pac-Man, he might have had a better shot, okay? They only had golden tea.
I told him, I'm like, why don't you combine both worlds into one really hip chick that plays video games. I mean, they exist.
Or just play nothing but Tomb Raider from fucking
more
90,
so now than
96.
Ever, I think,
Yeah,
I think girls play video games now more than they used to.
Yeah, they do. Sure. They do, but...
Hey, I watch G4. I see all the chicks hanging out.
Yeah, they
playing,
just
playing
fucking
Madden
love it.
Or hockey or whatever.
Yeah, they're all dressed up like fucking Princess Leia, just fucking talking about their favorite Halo guns. I don't know. It, to me, it's a little fucking frustrating. A little frustrating. Well, Jeff,
I really honestly think there should be many, 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 many more Heroes Talk events in the future, not just the major holidays.
Well, we're going to work on that. Absolutely. Jeff, thank you very much.
Wait a minute.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for coming out. Shawnee Murphy, you missed a good time. You did.
You told me a little late. Gotta say, I blame this one on you.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you knew about it. I thought you were following the things, but
no, you do. You told me about it when it still was unconfirmed.
Yeah, but that's every event. Every event is unconfirmed, and then we just go
up into and including while you're there.
I left early, Jeff mentioned, and I went to sleep as soon as we got home. I was fairly fucking drunk. I woke up at about 3:30 in the morning, just parched, completely dry. And I know this is, you need to get some liquids in you, and then that'll kind of even everything out. So, not really thinking, I go up to the refrigerator. I grab what could have been the worst mistake, the carton of orange juice, and just drank right from it.
Oh, nothing good about orange juice.
Yeah, because I mean,
it's not good for settling the old tummy there.
No, it's just acid mixed with acid and the best chicken wings on Staten Island, chicken fingers, waffle fries, whatever I fucking shoved down my throat, whiskey and beer and shit, and like one vodka tonic, and I probably ate the lime, I don't know. And I try to go back to sleep. I realize my mistake. I take a little bit of water. I go back to sleep. About 4 o'clock, I wake up, and I run to the toilet, and I puked 7 fucking blasts directly in the toilet. I haven't puked in like 10 years. I broke. I had a little bit of streak going. I busted that apart. I couldn't breathe while I was doing it because I was congested, and I have a nose full of snot. So as I'm puking, I'm also puking from my nose, just snot, like shoelace snots coming out of my fucking nose.
Just I always, gross. Whenever I puke, I end up getting like, you get the chunky stuck up in the nose, and the only way to get it back down is either to snort it back up or to blast it out the front. You gotta make your choice one way or the other, depending on how deep in it is.
Yeah, just fucking terrible. I haven't puked in such a fucking long time. I mean, now, yeah, go ahead.
Now, did you have the opportunity to just puke right away, or did you have the dry heaves first?
I had that, like, you know you're going to puke. Not a dry heave. You know you're going to puke, and you're like, oh, God, I kind of hope I don't, but I kind of hope I do.
And you're then you start doing the spitting thing?
Yeah, and then
you're spitting. For some reason, you think, like, spitting is going to, you know, substitute for the vomit.
Yeah. As long, just clear my throat.
As long as I spit enough, I'll get enough out. I don't have to throw it up.
That'll be enough. I'll leave enough room. And, no. The first one was, like, just a clear cookie of fucking mucus. Just a fucking throat cookie. Just gross. And then the second blast was like you've never opened your mouth wider. Like a whole wing came out. Like a fucking
boa constrictor about to.
Yeah. It was about the color of that Bud Light Clamato shit that I posted on my YouTube. YouTube.com/DJ New Style. It was about that pussy reddish fucking pus color. It's just so fucking disgusting. And I'm not one to puke, okay? I just said almost a fucking decade almost went by without puking.
Yeah, you're not exactly a heavy drinker though either.
Not usually. I mean, I think
it's like you're not. It's like you're bragging about nothing really though. You're like, yeah, when I drink a beer, I usually don't puke. I mean, of course not.
I want to clear the air with Tim 3420. I did not drink a chelada style beer on the Labor Day party, but I did consume one can on my vacation, and I recorded the results. That's all I did. I don't know. I mean, the last time I remember puking was when some New Year's, maybe around 2000-ish, and I woke up on my friend's couch. And, like, he lived with his parents, so it's basically his parents' couch, and I had this like mound of orangey shit with like apple cores or whatever, and it was like deep set in, so like you could see the surface mound and then like the little ring of just stain around the whole thing. So like there was, you know, nothing I could fucking do. I had to like clean it up as best I could, and then ultimately tell them, hey, listen, I puked on your couch, and I spent hours trying to clean it, you know, to get out of doing that. And then I finally told them, like, oh no, don't worry about it, it's fine. It's cool. And I'm like, are you
just trying to do anything you could to avoid telling them that there was vomit all over his couch and they didn't give a fuck?
I mean, it's really stained. They're like, nah, you're like maybe the first or third person to puke on that cushion. And this is where I had my fucking face.
That's why they didn't give a shit. They're like, all right, stick that drunk motherfucker on the puke cushion.
Yeah, they put me on the puke couch. But then again, this was a couch they had set up around their fucking living room TV. And it matched all the other couches. They just didn't. You know, I don't know. Maybe they changed the cushions or something, but it all looked like it joined to me.
Yeah, they flip over the cushion when they're using
Oh, no,
it.
I tried flipping it. There was a stain. There was another ring stain. You know, you never get it perfectly fucking clean. I don't know. Anyway, why don't we take a break here?
All right.
You know, the people are talking about the next event, and I think that people are getting psyched about the events. There are talks going on in the forums. HearUsTalk.com/forum. We're thinking, you know, possibilities are a holiday type party. Everybody put on your best fucking reindeer sweater. Fucking sip nog until somebody fucking licks Chris's fucking nipple rings or whatever. I don't know. Another idea floating around is the idea of a Thanksgiving party, which could be fucking interesting. Because I'm thinking, you know, a Thanksgiving party. This was actually posted by Casey in the forum. I think that would actually be probably best because I don't, you know, people don't necessarily plan the Thanksgiving, like the days before or after Thanksgiving. They know where they're going to go on Thanksgiving. But maybe we can do some kind of a mashup show where we all get together and we do some kind of just a fucking horrible mix of everything that you can hear on Heroes Talk. I don't know. It's something to consider while we go on break and while I take a piss and find a new beverage. This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
Hi, everyone. This is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
Hi, and thank you for listening to the DJ Newstyle Show. I really appreciate you pretending to enjoy my brand of terrible, unlistenable shit that I throw down your fucking ears every Tuesday night. What you need to do, in addition to this, is go to theawfulhour.com, and you'll hear something like this.
So I'm like, okay, if I fucking do 85 the whole way, I can make this fucker. You know, I can get it back. So we're approaching Staten Island. My sister goes over to me. She's like, we gotta pull over. I'm like, what? So I gotta take a shit. Like, she's like, I got one brewing. I can't do it. She takes her fucking shoes off. She has her fucking knees up to her chest. It's like serious now. So I'm like, come on. Can't you just hold it? Can't you just hold it for 15 fucking minutes?
No, dude. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
No, I think. If money's on the line, if there's cash on the line, if there's real repercussions to you having to take this shit, you fucking hold it, you cork it. But my guess is that she was experiencing what friends in college would call the needle. Do you ever get that point?
What's the needle?
You can only hold a shit back for so long before you get these pains someone is stabbing you in the gut.
Yeah, I've dealt with that.
So she's beyond that fucking point. So I pull off the goddamn turnpike and we're in some shitty Wendy's. So I'm like, Joy, I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, you know, Joy, help me out here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we gotta get this fucking car back. She's like, I gotta crap. So she goes running into the Wendy's. And then 20
minutes. Nothing's better than a girl telling you she has to take a dump.
Yeah. And it's my sister, so I can't just tell her to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Because she's my sister.
So if that was your girlfriend or your wife, you're gonna tell her to shut the fuck up and shit her pants?
Yeah, maybe just I'd make. Yeah, I think I'd make her just shit her pants.
That's fucking awful.
It's just for the laugh. Then we have a story.
The Awful Hour is a 90-minute podcast hosted by Veal Chop and Tony. You can get it and subscribe and listen every time there's a new episode at theawfulhour.com. The Awful Hour is a proud member of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And also, listen, huge fans of video conferencing. And when we say video conferencing, obviously, we mean ICU2. ICU2.com. That's ICU2.com. It's the best way to chat face-to-face from any place. ICU2.com lets you connect with thousands of people instantly, and unlike some of the other services, if you want to even fucking call them that, they don't fuck with your user experience. They're not going to say, hey, you know what? You're watching enough videos, okay? Calm it down. Downshift, you fuck. No, they won't say any of that. They're not going to limit your private messages, friends list size, nothing. You go to ICU2.com. It's ICU2. It's free to try. Download it to your Windows PC, and in seconds, you'll be running with 2009's People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. That's ICU2.com. ICU2 video conferencing. I don't know the words, but I love the game. Katamari, very, very good. Welcome back, Shawnee Murphy. I hope you had a good break.
I had a very good break. I was listening to the Awful Hour segment you had going on there.
Yes.
And what happened 20 minutes before the show started tonight?
We had a fucking scare.
We had a little bit of a scare. Yeah. I was a little worried that I wouldn't be able to make the show.
Yeah. Some of the people who know you are familiar with this, but you know there are people that don't know you. When you shit, it's a fucking event.
It is.
You have to strap in for like the long haul.
I go all out when I gotta shit. I mean, it gets done.
It takes you forever. You're a very long shitter.
I am probably the world's longest shitter, and it's been that way my entire life. I mean, if there was a record for through 33 years of age, how much time you spent shitting, I guarantee I would have that record.
I mean, I don't
because I shit forever.
I'm kind of that guy that is fucking. I take pictures of my own shit. Like, I mean, are you ever impressed with your own shit? Like, do you ever just look at the whole process or the outcome and just take a step back and yeah, fuck it. Yeah, that's a lot of shit.
See, back in the day I used to, but as you can imagine, with someone who's shitting for lengthy periods of time, you know, there ends up being some copious quantities in there. So eventually I had to learn to courtesy flush for myself. Oh. So even in my own personal bathroom, I have to courtesy flush to avoid from clogging my own toilet, which is just the worst thing in the world. You know, when you clog a toilet, is there anything worse in the fucking world than when you got to break out that plunger?
No. You know, actually there is when you have to and there's no plunger in the bathroom. For example, let me call you back to the first time I visited Amanda's brother in his brand new home. he took us out for all kinds of Asian foods because, you know, he lives in the West Coast. And so we had various Asian foods. And, you know, some of the components in those meals don't digest fully. So I had to shit. I used his toilet. And I guess, like, the hippies out west with their fucking toilets, you know, you don't get enough water going down. So, like, it can't handle what I'm putting out. And I get a lot of splashback. And I'm noticing shit one, like, it's not going down as smoothly as possible. So by shit three, through the whole visit, I'm having a fucking issue. The water's coming up. And I'm like, all right, no problem. I'll plunge it. No fucking plunger. I spent 2 hours in the fucking goddamn bathroom doing anything I could, like holding. I'll hold the fucking flush and maybe it'll just all fucking go down. I don't know. Like looking up and just feeling helpless until I had to go and ask him while he's like in his fucking PJs. It's like his day off. He's just watching TiVo and enjoying life. I had to go and say, hey, can I, do you have a plunger? And he didn't say anything. He just fucking grinned like you broke my fucking toilet. Great. You've been here once and you broke my fucking toilet. It wasn't a good exchange. So that's worse than seeing it clogged, not having it, and it not being your house.
Actually, I've got the worst story ever. And this actually was not me or anyone involved with me, but a friend of mine was telling me that he had a house guest was staying over. My friend was still living with his mom at the time, so his house guest was in his mom's house. And this house guest was kind of a filthy individual. So he shat in the toilet and then took it upon himself to say, there's no way this is flushing. So instead of trying to figure out how to flush it, ended up fishing the shit out with his hand and throwing it in the garbage. But then he didn't do anything with it. He left it in the garbage can for the guy's mom to find. His mom threw him the fuck out of the house immediately.
Do you know this person?
Yeah, yeah. You know him too.
Oh, actually, no, I don't.
Casey knows him too.
No way.
Was. Yes.
He's a ska enthusiast.
Yes, he's a ska enthusiast. He's not the shitter. He was the one whose house it was.
Oh, okay. Okay, do we know the shitter?
I don't know if you know the shitter. Okay. I mean, I know the shitter, but I don't think shit. You do.
Oh, poor Chris. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, my God. Shit in the toilet and fishes it out.
Fishes it out with his hand because he said...
You know what? I applaud that.
Flushing it. He didn't even try flushing it. He just looked at it and said, that's not flushing, and scooped it out and left it in the garbage can.
So far, good move. Garbage can, not a good move. Look for a magazine, wrap it up. Like you're in the fucking mob disposing a human, like with a carpet, except you have a Better Homes and Gardens.
The garbage can has a bag in it. You could throw it in there and cart out the bag with you. You don't.
Yeah, but you'd look weird.
He just left it in the can.
At least throw it out the window.
kind of sociopath leaves shit in the fucking can?
And the best is, he's probably accustomed to the smell from being in there. He's like, you know what? Honestly, I don't smell anything.
It's not that bad.
I'll go back, and when no one's looking, I'll come out with the bag, throw it out, blah, blah, blah. He fucking forgets. Someone goes in there, holy crap, it stinks like there's actual shit in the garbage can. And they actually, they look, and they see the I can't fucking imagine. Were you friends with, you know the shitter?
Yeah, I know the shitter.
Would you consider him a friend of yours?
Well, before. You know, like, it depends on how you define friend. Like, is it someone you know, or like, you know, someone that you're just
Facebook? You would break bread with this person. You would have a meal. No, okay, all right.
No, I wouldn't do that.
God,
I mean, I knew the person. Well, I'd known him for a long time, and he was good friends with Chris, but. You know, Chris's mom threw him the fuck out of the house.
Was it Sappy?
No, it wasn't Sappy.
Was it Rob?
No. No, okay. No, you don't really know this person.
Okay, so. I'm just saying. If it was Sappy or Rob, you know, we have the bases covered, but no.
Yeah.
Jesus. I can't fucking believe this. I've never heard this story. And Casey now knows who we're talking about and is saying, yes, it was Sappy.
No, it wasn't Sappy. Wasn't Sappy. Okay. I would throw Sappy under the bus.
I wouldn't put it past Sappy. See, like,
I wouldn't put it past Sappy either.
Yeah, fuck him with his fucking beaten in Mets hat, like he's the poster for License to Ill, with a little mini gun pointing at Mike D. To address Casey in the Heroes Talk Room, yes, that's whose house it was. That's the that person's house had the shit put in the garbage can. We'll just call him Chris. I mean, the thing is, anybody who could see the chat room knows now who it is, which is fucking fantastic. But anybody downloading it doesn't know, so that's just great. So we didn't know if we were going to start the show with you, because as described on the Awful Hour clip that we played, you were getting the needle.
Yeah, I was getting it bad. Like, we were talking, like, beforehand, I think we were talking about, like, you know, at some point, you know, we're doing our pre-show prep here, and I'm like, oh, man, like, the gas is really bad, like, you know, where it's actually hurting my olfactory senses. You know, when you're stinking up yourself, you know, you got some issues. You know, something's percolating nice down there.
Yeah,
and then we started, you know, we were joking about shit, and you know, that's what guys do, right? So we're joking about it.
Yes,
and then you know, another 5 minutes goes by, and I'm like, I gotta go. I'll be back.
You ran, like, I took off. And I actually heard you say, I don't know if I'm gonna. Fuck it. And you ran. Like, it was coming at, like, you were probably having the shit come out of your ass at that point.
Because it was like, it was immediate, like, you know, like the horror sets in that, oh no. Oh no. It's a coming. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Shutout 5591 says, everyone likes their own brand. No, that's not true. That's not true. There are the people that like to revel in their own fucking smell, but every now and then you put some kind of fucking chemical combination in your body where you just produce this smell where, like, you know what farts smell like, and then you also know, like, actually, just like Chris's mom now knows, hey, I think there's a shit somewhere in this room. Like, it smells exactly like the presence of shit rather than just a fart that might have just grazed by shit. It smells like shit. And usually it's imminent that you will have to drop.
Yeah, if it's stinking up that bad, you gotta get shit done at that point.
And when you get that point, it's like gravel. It's like fucking clustered gravel, like old concrete when you dig out a post. Like the little crusty lumps. The smelliest shits are usually the smallest shits in my own experience. But then again, why are we discussing this? Everyone poops.
Everyone does poop.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
But yeah. So had to run and do it. And I was worried I wasn't going to make the show, but I got it done in Shoney Murphy record time. It was only about 10 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, I mean you are a little bit nervous, a little bit on edge lately. From what I hear, you're making a life change. So I don't know if this was any added stress that you didn't need. But you're not only shaving your arms, keeping your arms...
I'm changing everything up, supple. Mixing it all up.
Usually during the breaks, you go and relieve a little stress. Is that right?
Usually, you know, during the breaks, it's, you know, quick out onto the deck for a nice little smoke.
And but, not today.
Not today. Not the past 3 days, actually. You know,
congratulations.
For about the 80th time in my life, yeah. I am now quitting. And you know, I've quit smoking so many times.
Yeah, I'm like even fucking like not even serious in congratulating you because I've done this before. How many times? And you tried to convince us like I could smoke on demand. I could quit smoking whenever I want to.
And I can, if you know, whenever I want to, I can quit. The problem
it's
is
not quitting.
Also,
if you do it again,
I also very easily can lapse back into it.
Yes.
And that's where my issue comes in. Is, you know, I mean, the first time I quit, 4 years I did 4 years without having a single cigarette. It was
pretty
it
good.
Was,
and then you
no
just
problem.
Threw, you threw it all away. I think it was that the trip to Portugal.
That was the trip to Portugal. Yeah. Went to Portugal, and the entire fucking country of Portugal smokes, and you know. Literally wore me down, and then I started smoking again after 4 years of not doing it. And it's not even like I cheated in that 4 years. I didn't have a single one.
Yeah.
And then
well, that one you did cold turkey, right? You just didn't fucking smoke.
The first time I quit, yeah. The first time I quit, you know, flat out cold turkey. And then after I got back from Portugal, I only smoked for about 4 months after I got back, and then I did about 6 months there. And then ever since then, it's been off and on. Like, you know, I'll go a couple months without it, and then I'll go a year or so with it. And it's been and you know what, it's awful. Quitting smoking fucking blows, and I don't know why I keep putting myself through it. It's like either you got to just stay with it or actually quit for real, because it is not a fun process, let me tell you. I mean, even when I'm doing the nicotine patch, which it really does help and make things easier.
Yeah, but you did it before and you fucking smoked while you were on the goddamn patch at one point.
I only had one cigarette while I was in the patch. I only had one cigarette while I was in the patch, and they say that'll
it's
happen.
Just so intense.
It's awesome. No, but like it does help. It definitely helps because yeah. You don't really have to focus as much on the nicotine urge. But everything else that starts happening is awful. Like, because your body starts realizing it's fair game now. It can actually try to heal itself. And what's the first thing it does to try to heal itself is expel all this vicious, nasty shit that you put into your lungs for the past several years. And so you just start horking up nasty fucking big
horking.
Thick, Horking. I don't know how to describe it. What wow. when you cough up a big thick viscous wad.
Yeah, cough up. Horking. No, like, horking. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Wait, is that like some like old school phrase?
I think it is. I think it's akin to saying someone beefed. I really think it's on that level.
Really?
Horking.
All right. Horking.
Yeah, bring it
I
back.
I think when you got a huge luge, you can call it horking.
Luge. yeah, I mean, you know, I wish you luck, but just don't become one of those fucks that justifies going back to like, hey, you know what? I know somebody who quit 20 years and then they got cancer anyway. Or hey, look at George Burns. Like, you know, they always have the same fucking examples. People that fucking quit and then fail. And then just realize they should have just smoked the whole time. Smoke or don't. And just
my example comes from, because I mean I legitimately actually enjoy the buzz from nicotine. I like smoking. I enjoy it, but I really don't enjoy all the other things that go with it. I mean, and the health, fuck that, you know, whatever, you know, I'm a miserable cesspool of health anyway, so it doesn't really change my health outlook that much anyhow.
Yeah.
But all the other things, you know, I mean, it's got bad social. I mean, it's okay for someone just to walk up to a smoker and fucking insult them now. You know, like, being a big fat slob is just as unhealthy.
Yeah.
And this was actually talked about in, what's that movie, Supersize Me, where, like, it's becomes socially acceptable to walk up to a smoker and be like, ugh.
Yeah.
But if someone walked up to a big fat bastard and did that, there'd be outrage.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to walk up to them. You can just fucking snicker to someone else and enjoy the laugh. I mean, that's what it is. But yeah, if you did go up to the fat person and did the same thing, then they would fucking they would chew you out as being insensitive. They would write a letter to NAFA, NAAFA, the fat acceptance groups that they have, and fucking go cry into a sandwich from Harold's. See, I don't know. I don't know how to not be. I don't know how to care about fat people.
Yeah,
and I really don't think I want to.
But that's definitely the big impact is, you know, the social thing, and you know it is fucking expensive regardless of anything else. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, I spend roughly $50 a week on these fucking things. And, yeah, I mean it's gotten retardedly expensive, so it's got to get done. And, you know, hopefully I decide to actually stick with it this time because,
honestly,
you know,
how long do you think you're going to go?
That's hard to say. You know, it's every other time. I mean, it's ranged from, you know, a couple weeks to, you know, 4 years and all the times I've quit. And, okay. the last time I did was probably about 3-4 months.
And it took travel to end 4 years. Do you understand?
It took travel to end 4 years. Yeah.
Like it took being
immersed completely in it.
Yeah, Pristine says that Portugal is one of the places that you're required to smoke. That,
yeah, he's actually right.
That and China, two places you've fucking been to.
I only go to places that are really accepting of smokers.
The fucking people and buildings smoke in China. Everything fucking smoke. The trees. Everything produces terrible fumes.
But, yeah, Portugal, I mean, I have never seen a place where people smoke more than Portugal. I mean, literally, I did not meet a single individual, regardless of country of origin, mind you,
yeah,
that was not smoking when I was in Portugal, the entire Jesus. Fucking country. And the other thing that's weird about Portugal is everyone there is a fucking Oompa Loompa midget.
Oh, okay.
The entire – and I think maybe it's because of the smoking. Like, they are tiny motherfucking people. And I'm not a tall dude. I'm only like 5'8". I was the tallest person in Portugal. The entire country, I was the tallest person there. And I think it has to have something to do with the fact that everyone is smoking from the time they're 9 in that country.
Fetuses are born addicted probably because mothers probably smoke are pregnant and smoke, right?
Oh, yeah. They don't give a shit.
Low birth weight and all that shit. They don't care. Yeah. You know, it's less food. Required.
Well, yeah. So it was impossible for me to last, you know, for 4 years. Didn't think about it. Didn't even ever imagine I would smoke again. Go to Portugal. 3 days later, I was smoking.
Jesus Christ.
4 days after, 4 days later, I was buying cigarettes out of machines in Portugal. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And then I came home, and you know, I was like, I'm not smoking. You know, I mean, you remember when I came home? I wasn't smoking right away.
No, you weren't. You were fucking like dancing in place and shit, wearing fucking European shirts. Like Europe stuck with you. Like you would sit on a
Europe home with me.
You were sitting on a fucking bar stool, and like I kind of looked at you. You were fucking silently dancing to yourself. Fucking how long were we there? A month?
No, about 2 weeks. And you maybe turned no, into two, a and, fucking, 2.5 weeks or so.
You turned into a club kid. We're at Fridays enjoying fucking terrible wings and American beer, and you're fucking bobbing to yourself to some imaginary fucking beat. I don't know.
Yeah, but part of that was me embellishing for you because I knew it would annoy you.
Yeah, it just bought it. I couldn't.
I knew it would annoy you, so I pulled out a club shirt intentionally.
But it was born from somewhere real. That's the thing.
It was born from somewhere
you
real.
You amplified it to piss me off, but it was fucking, it was natural. I don't know. I mean, I bet you if you went to the Heroes Talk party, I mean, Goweed even said that he went and he was kind of feeling the urge. He had quit a while ago, and he was feeling the urge to smoke. If you went there, you'd probably feel like you might want to light one up. Because a lot of people there fucking were smoking.
Yeah, that's the hardest part about quitting smoking is when you're surrounded by smokers. I mean, it's really – you almost have to take yourself out of, you know, anyone that smokes for a while to even give yourself a chance. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, even then, even if after you quit, you you know, get in that environment – It becomes hard. And the hardest part, I think, is you actually end up convincing yourself in your brain when you've managed to quit, you'll go out one night and you'll have one. You'll bum one off someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the next day, you wake up and you're like, oh, you know, I had one last night. I didn't feel like you needed to have another one. And then maybe a couple of weeks goes by.
Yeah.
And then you're in that same environment and that one becomes two. And then, you
same
know,
thing. And then you're right back out.
Well, and then what inevitably happens, you know, unless you're just an obnoxious motherfucker, is you start feeling guilty because you know how much these things cost. And you're bumming off somebody, you know, incessantly throughout the night. And you decide, you know what, I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to go around the corner to the bodega. And I'm going to buy myself a pack. And then
just
once
hold
you,
on to it, dude. I'm going to stretch it out one a day. Yeah.
Well, and once you buy that bag, it's done. So that's you know, the key is you got to avoid tricking yourself because otherwise you end up right back in it, and it really is miserable to quit. And I really don't want to smoke, otherwise I wouldn't keep quitting. But it is fucking miserable experience going through that.
Yeah, but you didn't have the urge Saturday because you didn't show to the Heroes Talk event. Instead, you had other plans. What is it you were doing that was so important you had to miss?
I had my fantasy football draft.
Oh, the fantasy football draft. You actually went to a place.
I went to a place in Bayonne.
To do a draft. This isn't something that can't be like handled on fucking Yahoo or something like that. Like, you couldn't just arrange and say, hey, listen, you know, Yahoo, fucking, these are the people I want. Let's go.
Like, I mean, we could have, but it wasn't just planned as just the draft. It was supposed to be, you know, somewhat of a party, you know, a boys' night, you know, hang out all day. I mean, we got a 6 foot. So it's, you know, let me tell you, you're talking about the food you ate. We had 8 of us.
Yeah,
we got a 6 foot stub to start.
Sure.
And you know, the 6 foot sub. I mean, I was impressed by the girth of this motherfucker. I mean, this was like a wide 6 foot sub. I mean, this sub could have really, really, truly pleased a woman.
Yeah. So. And, Jesus Christ. So it was just the boys hanging out, right?
Just the boys.
Yeah. Just drinking beers.
Just drinking beers.
Hanging out, talking about the fucking broads. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm also. I was fucking taken aback by your comment about the sandwich girth.
Yeah, actually, I think I staggered you a little bit on that. That was like a punch to the gut on you.
I just don't. I've never heard anybody fucking comment on that and like make that association with something that they're gonna eat. Like, dude, it was so wide. That would fucking crush a vagina. That sandwich, and it was delicious too. I've just never heard that fucking juxtaposition. So you're at the fantasy football draft. I wonder how the fuck is it that this fantasy football shit, which I you know, I dabble, okay? I make a team and never touch it. Like I care so little about it. How is it that this fucking thing has just completely avoided the stigma of like playing video games or being involved in like anything with role playing? How the fuck did it get by?
I got to be honest. I don't know, because in many respects, it's worse than all that shit.
It's seriously worse. It's absolutely worse. Like what you pretend you're the fucking manager of a team. It's like, oh, like, I'll have a team with all the best players, and I'll be the coach. And then every week, I'll look and I'll see how my boys did. It just seems so fucking gay. You know, Pristine wants to know, during the draft, do you guys dress up?
I mean, some people were wearing jerseys. I mean, I was just dressed
Jesus
normally, but
Christ.
there was no one like, you know, with face black on or anything.
Someone comes with a helmet. Yeah, I think it is worse than role playing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think about like, okay, so role playing. All right, that's, we can go on record right now. Like, role playing games are pretty fucking gay. We've both played them, but
yeah,
it's pretty fucking gay.
They're terrible.
But they're terrible. And you know, absolutely, it's awful. But fantasy football in many ways is worse, because, all right, at least in a role-playing game, okay, you're pretending to be some sort of character, but you're actually doing something as that character, right?
Yeah.
In fantasy football, you're pretending to be an owner of a team, and really, you have nothing to do with the performance of anyone on that team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's complete bullshit. I mean, nobody's really performing anything on this. You just pick a bunch of names. You're reading over statistical charts, all this shit. But you have no control over anything. Oh, let me get this guy off the waiver wire. Oh, he's going to be – yeah. It really is worse, and I can't believe it hasn't reached the social stigma of the other stuff.
I mean,
you know, video games are – certainly, it's not as bad as LARPing, though.
No, it's not as
bad as LARPing.
No,
there's something seriously – seriously demented and weird with LARPing.
To me, it's like you can say it goes under the umbrella of gambling, and maybe gambling is fucking accepted and manly, but it's like it's the faggotiest kind of gambling ever. Like, you just said you had a fucking catered affair with other dudes that you had to go to and select your favorite players. You basically had a whole fucking discussion and a formal get together to choose favorite football players
and argue about shit that's going on. Like, oh
no, he's gonna throw a million touchdowns. My quarterback's gonna destroy your guys.
Someone drafts a defense in the 8th round, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, what are you doing?"
Yeah,
everyone's yelling at him, and you know, I mean, just all sorts of shit. I mean. Yes, I mean, after the draft, the commissioner of the league did a post-draft analysis on everyone and, they, you know, praised
Hold
their
on,
good
wait
picks.
A minute. I'm sorry. When you said commissioner of the league, like, I thought, like, there was, like, some kind of, like, the actual... You have a commissioner of your...
I mean, it's basically an administrator to...
But hold on. He calls himself the commissioner?
I don't know that he refers to himself...
And this isn't fucking role-playing? And this isn't just a big fucking Dungeons and Dragons fucking faggot fest.
I mean, basically, it's really not too far off from Dungeons and Dragons. I mean,
you have a goddamn game master.
You're getting points for certain things. The goal is to get more points than the other guy. I mean, it actually is exactly Dungeons and Dragons.
It is.
There's no fucking difference.
It's hideous. And somehow,
there's just no dice. That's the only difference.
And yeah, and it completely avoided that stigma of like, oh, okay, dude, I play fantasy football, okay? I have a team and all that, but, you know, it's no big deal. Like, when you say, I play World of Warcraft, people kind of say it with, like, a little bit of shame. I think they should, but I also think the fantasy football players deserve to wear that same badge of fucking shame as well.
And the bottom line is most people should carry shame for everything they do.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, there's really nothing that you can say that, you know, you do that everyone's like, oh, man, that's really cool. Like, no matter what you do, it's a little bit gay.
All right, sure. You know what? We play StarCraft 2, and you know what? I'm proud and ashamed at the same time to say that our 2v2 team has ranked number one in the Platinum League. Like, I can't say that to people at work. Like someone could say, hey, listen, I'm number one in my fantasy league. Right? Number one. And they're like, oh, that's really good. If I said, hey, guys, number one, StarCraft 2 vs. 2, Platinum League, what the fuck? What's up, faggots? It would be, the gayest thing ever to be proud of.
And it's weird because it puts you in a weird place because, like, I feel like, you know, that it's actually pretty impressive. I mean, we're better than 98.3% of the StarCraft teams out there.
Yeah.
And meanwhile,
and that's fucking sad.
It's fucking gay and fucking pathetic for us to ever tell anybody. But meanwhile, on the inside, we're both pretty freaking proud of this event.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And we can't actually tell anyone other than on this podcast where we can just air our hearts and tell everyone how gay we are.
You know what? And I'm saying this StarCraft thing with a little less shame because I'm just fucking praying that someone out there plays StarCraft 2 to at least understand. So at least, like, there's one person out there that doesn't think we're complete fucking ass pirates for pride in online ranking in a game. I don't know.
No, I think everyone thinks we're ass pirates.
All right, fuck it. Fuck it. You know what? We play StarCraft and we love True Blood. All right, you fucking assholes. We love True Blood. And you know what? I gotta say, I was upset that there was no episode. There was no episode this week because of Labor Day.
Yeah, I got to tell you too. You know, it's you kind of get in that groove. You kind of get used to watching a certain show, and then all of a sudden it's not. I mean, it's one of the few shows that I watch live. In fact, it might be the only show. And when I say live, I mean within a half an hour or so delay. But I watch it when it's on, unlike any other show.
Yeah,
because I do enjoy that show.
Yeah, I mean, well, HBO kind of does this with every show, I guess. Holiday weekends, they know, I guess, people are doing things. But, like, it always seems that I'm waiting to watch the show in these fucking holiday weekends. Every single show that they do this to, whatever. But it's the fucking season finale next week. Do you understand? They're going to wrap it all up. And I'm really excited. Although, every year is the fucking same. This is the third time. And if it holds true, then it's just going to be a fucking formulaic show. They have an underlying problem that takes the whole episode to uncover and fucking identify. It gets fucking resolved. And then at the end of the goddamn episode, the final episode of the season, there's another fucking debacle. And people scream and then fade to black. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Walter Sobchak, sir. How are you?
Walter Sobchak, how are you doing, buddy? Of course, you're from Hate Us Talk. That's hateustalk.com. What's going on?
Well, I'm sitting here listening to y'all berate people and the supposed gay activities. When I want to make sure and remind you that somebody on the DJ New Style Show gets on Chat Roulette and sings about songs about Eskimos raping Papa Smurf or something.
Yeah.
And I just, that perhaps that might not be exactly something you would want to chat about at the cooler at office.
Well, only because of the content of the songs. I'll fucking tell anybody that I can make up a song and about any topic. I really, I'm not ashamed of that. And I don't think it's fucking gay. However, the subject matter of maybe an Eskimo getting fucking raped by, like, my dad or something. Like, yeah, okay, I won't bring that up. But I don't think it's gay. It's more like fucking not cool to talk about with coworkers.
Well, let me ask you something real quickly, though. When the subject matter of a strange song that you put together, when you were 20 years old, would you brag about it more than now that you're 30?
Wait, when I was 20, if I put a song together when I was 20, would I brag about it still?
Like, you had put a song together.
No, saying back then, would you have bragged about it?
Oh, no, I still wouldn't.
More so than now.
I still wouldn't because, I mean, I have kind of an interesting thing as far as this show goes and, like, you know, my professional side. I do this show and I sing songs about shit, piss, and fucking jizz, like, jizz in your eyelids and all that. But I don't carry it over to my job. I just don't. There's still a certain part of my personality that's shared, but the pure content of that, you know, it can't exist in that side.
Well, my question is, though, could age have something more to do with this than the actual subject? Like, for example, a 20-year-old or 18-year-old guy might get away with something that a 30 or 40-year-old guy just can't do.
Absolutely. When people, you know, post their YouTube videos and all that stuff of them doing, like, silly shit, like dropping a gigantic water balloon on a fucking handicapped kid, you know, when they're 18, it's fucking, and I guarantee that exists. When they're 18, it's hilarious and it's accepted. Just boys being boys. But when they're, you know, 25 or 30 and, like, they're, you know, kind of being associated with it, it's still, it could be pretty fucking damaging.
If you see a 40-year-old in a video dropping a water balloon on a retarded kid,
I'd watch. I would click the thumbs up. I would click the thumbs up and the star.
Title of the video, 40-year-old drops water balloon on a retard. I mean, people would be mortified.
I got to say, that would sweep the internet.
There's something kind of sad in the fact that you're watching a 50-year-old man come into work just so excited about his fantasy football team over... Oh, last week, man, it was awesome. Like, how sad is your life that you're just getting excited about something you had absolutely, like, it was just statistical anomalies. You know, it was just kind of a fluke that somebody caught a touchdown pass.
Yeah,
I've never gotten it.
I mean, if I have a really awesome game of Tecmo Bowl, I'm not gonna go and fucking crow about it to people I work with. However, if someone has a great week, dude, I totally dominated. My fucking commissioner sent me a box of chocolates or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I've never been in a league.
Commissioner sent you a box of chocolates?
I don't
chocolates.
Fucking know. Maybe they reward their best players to keep them from jumping.
Send you a rose like it's The Bachelor.
Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, it seems, in my vision of how gay I think fantasy football is, it doesn't seem that unlikely. They would go and they'd just crow, oh, dude, you fucking scored 17 touchdowns and this and that, and the title is mine. It's just... Cool. Fucking game.
Well, was it to throw a little something in my direction or whatever, when I was 18 years old, I was part of a folkloric dancing group.
What?
We did, yes, ballet folklorico.
Hold on.
We did, like,
this is my top hold arm on. Shaving, for the record.
Walter Sobchak, for anybody who has not had the privilege of meeting him, he's a fucking mountain of a man. He is like 7 feet tall. And he could fucking shred anybody. And he was in folklore ballet. What were you in?
Well, it's like, for lack of a better word, it's like Mexican dancing.
Oh, God.
You know, in other words, I had to wear a mariachi outfit and dance on stage.
Did you
and
have?
Of course, I stuck out like a sore thumb. And I would do that at 18, but there's no way in hell you'd get me on stage to do it now.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you have castanets on your fingers? You did, didn't you? You fucking did.
No.
Yes, you did. See, that delay. Delay is very telling. But yeah, I understand. It's a
All of a sudden, he was worried about holding that piece of information in.
Well, now, wait a minute.
He knew I was dancing around in a little Mexican outfit, but I'm not going to let him know I had castanets in my hands.
He's
got to hold that part back.
He's jumping off the side of walls like Vega from Street Fighter 2. Hold on.
What a horrible mental image. No, but no, I found out though that the sombrero that the mariachis wear, they say, oh, they're one size fits all. Yeah, Mexican guys.
Yeah.
Like I had to find one all of them. I couldn't find one that fit, so I had to like scrunch it down on my head and practically staple it.
El Wapo. But,
Yeah,
you know, that's like LARPing. I guess I did that. It was kind of like LARPing, what pretending was it? To be a Mexican dancing on stage.
Hold on.
Live action Mexican playing.
Was it done out of silliness, or did you have a passion for dance?
I for some reason, at 18 years old, I had a passion for dance. I have no idea why.
I'm laughing at you because you're in Texas, and you can't punch me. I just want to say that is fucking hilarious to me. That is so fucking hilarious. Do you have any fucking evidence of this? Photographs, video?
I'll find some. I'll find some.
That is fantastic.
But yes, a young 18-year-old me on stage. And like I said, I would never do it now, but for some reason at the time, I was just like, this looks really cool. And so I had to dance with like 4'3" Hispanic girls. And it looked odd that I'm just towering over them. And, but I thought it looked fantastic. But I don't know. It's kind of probably a little embarrassing now, but my wife would think it was funny.
Yeah.
So.
I think a lot of people would. And we need the pictures.
I got to figure at 18, everything you're doing involves in some way the hope and prayer that you might get laid in some way.
Oh, so
I think that's it's got to be. I'm gonna go with that as the explanation.
He was chasing a lovely Mexican woman,
and probably
a Mexican barista.
No, and was this the way you were going to smooth things over with her father? Because I bet you it didn't work. I know your culture too.
Yeah,
dance around the hat.
I dance like you. That's not acceptable. I dance like you. Huh? No.
Keith Fu in the Heroes Talk chat room is suggesting that your dancer name was El Gigante.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it was. And the thing is, to make it even worse, I actually went to a competition. And
oh my God! What? Did you win?
You know what? I honestly do not remember. It was one of those liberal ones where they don't, you know, nobody's a winner kind of thing, but everybody kind of elects you as a winner.
So you got an award.
Really know.
You got an award for this.
No, we didn't get an award. No. So it was just it was for the love of the crowd. We got to hear it, to hear the cheer of the crowd. That's what we got.
Okay. The next.
Actually, you know what? To be honest with you, as I'm telling the story, I'm for some reason this is sounding a lot gayer than I intended it to be. But,
you didn't think this one through. I mean, we knew right away it was pretty gay. I mean, it's like when I said I shaved my arms, I knew as it was coming out that there was nothing good about saying it. You should have known that one right away.
Well, this is the kind of stuff that we talk about on Hate Us Talk occasionally, and it's kind of like I'd forgotten about this story until you start talking about things that you've done. And you're like, hey, I'm not real happy with.
Yeah, you dig up.
I did not realize it had come off as gay. I'm telling you right now.
You dug up the time capsule and you started to brush the dirt off, and then you realize, oh no, I shouldn't have unearthed this. I should have left that in the fucking vault.
Yeah, I'm wearing tight black pants. I have absolutely no business wearing.
You know, next Hear Us Talk event you're in attendance of, you better show up in a fucking Mexican outfit.
Yeah, we made the mistake of going to a wedding that ended up being a disaster, and if Eric and I had it to do over again, we would have gone up there. So.
Oh, man. That'd be great. I mean, I hope to hear about that on Hate Us Talk. I missed...
We did episode 30 yesterday.
Okay. Is it posted on your website?
I can't... I let my co-host, Jimmy, do the editing.
Sure.
And so we're going to do a slight format change.
Okay.
Like, it's going to still kind of sound the same, but there's going to be some minor changes because it's just going to suit us to change it a little bit. It'd be more fun for us to do it a little bit differently, but it's still going to be, obviously original content and whatnot. So, we'll hopefully get that posted up here real shortly.
And that's going to be on hateustalk.com?
Yeah. Hateustalk.tumblr.com.
Hateustalk.tumblr.com, but you're working on hateustalk.com.
Yes, sir. Among other things, we're working on some original production pieces, and
very good.
Yeah, we're trying to go all out.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, are you still doing the Chipcast?
Yes. ironically, I was actually going to do another Chipcast and call it the Best in Show Chris inspired Chipcast, and I actually bought the chips I was going to use. And I went away for a business to go, like, I had to go back to the office or something, and I came back, and my family just tore into the chips. So I was like, thanks a lot, guys. It's hard to do a chip cast without chips, especially when you want to eat them on the speaker, but on the mic. But no, we're definitely going to do the chit chat, and we also have another thing coming up, like Bug Zapper Radio is coming up real quick.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're hoping to get that out here in about a week or so. So, first installment.
I think you should have a show that centers around your Mexican dance ability.
You know what? I think we're going to do that. I don't know. I'd probably be too embarrassed. I might die of shame before that happens.
Does it bring any memories back?
Yeah!
That sounded like constantly. What do you mean memories? That's like last weekend, bro.
All right. Listen, hateustalk.tumblr.com. Thank you very much for calling in, Walter Sobchak. I really, really appreciate it. And if you haven't
heard his show,
you're a terrible human. Go do it now and become a good one. Take care, buddy. We're going to take a break here. It's the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I've got something to tell you about. One place you can go to keep tabs on everything that's going on with this fine internet radio show, my Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show. New videos, pictures, thoughts, questions, go there, comment. I will comment back. I will talk to you. I will bring myself down from my tower to your lowly level, address you, and treat you as my equal, even though that's impossible. Facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show. You go there, you click like, and your friends know that you have taste and class, and you like funny shit. Facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'm saying this to you as delicately as possible. As a friend, your t-shirt is terrible, hideous, it's ugly. I mean, look down. You know what? Don't. Actually, don't look at it, because it's so bad and terrible, I wouldn't wish seeing that on my own worst enemy. Wait, what? That's not a shirt? You're not wearing clothes? Well, still, what I'm about to tell you holds true. Go to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and just check these out. They're solutions for your problem. Our t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and track jackets are the perfect garments to cover up unsightly deformities such as fat, chest hair, and misshapen rib cages. And the best thing about these is that they also let people know that you have fine taste in internet talk radio. So head on over today. Purchase your very own Hear Us Talk t-shirt and turn blech into HearUsTalk.Spreadshirt.com.
Yeah, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show, you know what I mean?
Thank you, Sony from 10th and Diamond. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast. Be a friend. Be a pal. Be someone that is worth being. And also, if you want to be good and worthy of life, you will listen to Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. Every Thursday night on Hear Us Talk. They're on from 9 to 11 p.m. in the East. Figure it out if you're from the West, because I can't be bothered with mathematics. That's Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. Yes. Oh, and I see you too. You know, they're good. Welcome back, Shawnee Murphy. I hope the break was good to you. I hope it was excellent and nice, and I hope everything was beautiful.
I got to tell you, the entire break, I walked out of my kitchen area, and I just had Mexican music dancing through my head. I'm out of my kitchen. I'm going...
Now picture a lumberjack wearing a fucking mariachi outfit, just with a blue ox next to him, just all these fucking regular sized Mexicans around him.
regular-sized Mexicans.
Yes. Absolutely.
They're not a big people.
No, they're not. They're absolutely not. But I got something I got to say. Okay? We all do the social networking shit. You know, we're kind of steeped in it. Facebook, you're on it, I'm on it. I'm having a bit of a fucking problem with it. I'm about to commit Facebook friend genocide. Not like I'm going to kill the people, but I'm really thinking I have to go through and defriend a lot of people. I need to call the fucking herd. I go on Facebook every now and then, and there's just too much fucking shit that irritates me.
There is an awful lot of irritating shit on there, the bottom line.
Just too fucking much. I mean, yeah, I see Jeff in the HeroesTalk.com chat room. Twitter, not as bothering, or not as irritating to me as Facebook. Yeah, I agree. The shit that bothers me is that Facebook has set up this fucking belief in people that your relationship on Facebook is one-to-one with your relationship in real life with that person. Such that if you know this person, you've ever met them, and then you become friends on Facebook, that has to be permanent, or else you're slighting that person, and you're now it's like you're talking shit on them, or you don't like them, or you don't never want to see them again if you defriend them.
Well, it is a little weird when you choose to friend somebody, and then you defriend them.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to admit, you'd ask yourself a question like, you know, if tomorrow all of a sudden you looked and Shoni Murphy wasn't your friend on Facebook anymore, you might be like, you know, hey, what's that all about?
And then, you know what? I'd fucking talk to you because we are actually friends. And I'd say, hey, yeah, why did you defriend me? And you'd be like, listen, you just post too much fucking shit.
You're an annoying motherfucker.
The shit that you post is fucking annoying, and I don't need it right now. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then we go and do other shit, and we fucking hang out on another level. We don't just exist on Facebook as friends.
You have to assume that most of the Facebook quote unquote friendships are people you never ever see in life. What do you think? 98% of the people that you're friends with on Facebook, and that's probably a low number for a lot of people.
It's true. I mean, I've tried to limit it. I've instituted a series of three rules where I will not add somebody unless I know them, I've met them in person, and they're using their real name. And right now, it's not enough because I'm just seeing too much shit. I'm just seeing too much shit that fucking bugs me. I used to, you know, add people that like I knew from like a long time ago, maybe like a classmate in grade school, just to see, you know, what they're up to. You know, what are they doing these days? But I've come to realize that there's a fucking major personality divide that happens between your fourth grade self, when you saw merit in knowing this person, and then your present day 30-year-old just fucking wondering why you clicked add self. Like the people that I enjoy in real life, it's possible for me to hate them online. It is, and I don't think people can grasp that. Like they post all their shit, and like they think that it's all fucking great. I don't know. Do you ever come across this? Like, you have somebody that you hang out with or that you know fairly well, but online you just fucking can't stand them.
You know, I don't know about that. Like, you know, I think most of the people that I appreciate in real life, I don't really mind online. I think it's most of the people that I don't really know in real life anymore that I've somehow become friends with, you know, either, you know, people are numbers hunters.
Yeah.
They don't want people to go to their page and see, you know, six friends.
Yeah.
So they friend everyone they might have met ever at some point during the course of their life. And I feel awful or awkward or something. I don't know what I feel. I don't feel good to say that if, you know, I see someone that I actually know when I reject them.
Yeah.
I mean, if I look at something and I don't really know the person, I reject them out of hand. But if I actually know who this person is, then, you know, I would feel bad actually rejecting their Facebook friendship, but that's just me, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, because maybe people like come to you and they're like, hey, you didn't click, you didn't add me. You didn't. Like,
I mean, that's not going to even happen.
Have you ever had that happen?
No, because I've never rejected anybody.
I've
never said no.
And it,
let me tell you how weird it gets with how many people I will allow onto my friends list. There is someone that I sort of knew in high school. I mean, she was a hot chick. So, you know, it was high school. You know, hot chick didn't really communicate with me much.
Sure.
But she was actually a nice girl. She was one of those hot chicks that was actually nice.
Yeah.
And she was friends with me on Facebook.
The fucking unicorn.
Her mother,
the
who
unicorn
I've never
of all
met,
girls in high school.
Yeah, she was a unicorn of all girls.
Yeah.
But her mother, who I never met, sends me a friend request on Facebook. And I see this name, and it's this older woman, obviously. And I have no idea who this person is. So, you know, I'm sure you've gotten those before. So you figure, okay, I must know this person for a reason. So you click on their page to see what friends you have in common.
Yeah.
And then I realize, you know, that the only friend I have in common with this woman is what turns out to be her daughter.
Yeah.
And she's got her wall open, and I see her talking about her daughter, Vanessa. And I'm like, oh, it's Vanessa's mom. I mean, what the fuck? I've never met this woman before. But even that woman I allowed to be my Facebook friend because I don't know how to – I feel bad in some weird manner of rejecting people.
I got caught in a weak moment today.
Okay? Oh, yeah?
I have a queue of invites, requests as friends. You know, there's a few in there, and I let them sit.
So you don't actually do the rejection.
I don't, but there.
You do the
I reject. Believe me, I reject. After today, I had to reject, and here's why. There's been one that has been kind of troubling me. There's a family friend, and the person has probably not had the best life. Let's just say that. There's some circumstances, and they're not really capable of having the best life. Accomplishing too much. So I feel bad, but I hear all the complaints from all my family members who have added her of the constant requests to chat, the messages, the fucking, like, the, oh, here's a rose for you, and shit like that, that comes from this person that, like, now that they have it happening to them, they feel bad ignoring all that shit. So I'm like, well, I could ignore one thing, the friend request. And then and then by default I'm ignoring all of that. Well,
that's pretty good.
A weak fucking moment today. I looked at the fucking picture and I'm like, ah. And I clicked on the mutual friends and I saw everybody. I clicked accept. And then it hit me. This person, not capable of doing things, has added everybody they've ever been requested of. Bots, fucking crawlers that just want to accumulate friends. I refresh the page, like I leave it open, and then every now and then I'll hit refresh. I had 79 fucking friend requests, and the only mutual friend was this person that I added today. And now I want to fucking defriend.
See, I've never had that experience before, where you end up getting random weird friend requests because
they want friends. They want anybody, all comers.
Oh, that's the worst.
But she like interacts with my mom. I was like, how's Kenny doing? Oh, I tried to become his friend on Facebook. He must not have seen it. Like, must not have seen it.
Yes.
Must not have. VE. Must not have seen it.
Even VE is incorrect in that situation.
There's
no contraction in not. You
yes.
can't say not of.
Yes. Like, at least the V would have been have. You're going to shorten
sort
it.
Of. You can't add an apostrophe V-E.
You can't, I know, but at least the intention is there for the correct word. The fucking thing that gets me also is that everything is punctuated with a fucking LOL. Like an unironic LOL.
LOL is the most abused word. I don't call it a word because I think it's become a word unto itself. It's the most abused word in the English language at this point.
Next to good game. Right. Right, Go Weed. A lot of people still use LOL. I understand, you know, maybe they joined the internet. They got into it when that was acceptable. But I just don't fucking understand why people still use it. And in my experience, 90% of the people who fucking use LOL are these horrendously boring women who punctuate every fucking quip that has like a 90s catchphrase in it. Like, you go, or that is the bomb. LOL. Every fucking goddamn comment, every little post. There's one person that is not going to make the cut. And the cut is happening. No disrespect to anybody who is defriended. No fucking disrespect. I'm fucking losing my patience with your online persona.
Actually, that's a good idea for a Facebook app, is to have an automated filter to defriend people who have certain topics. So you could put LOL into that. So anyone who says LOL, immediately defriended.
But I don't mind an ironic LOL. That's the fucking goddamn gripe. That's the fucking difficulty.
You often use the ironic LOL.
Yeah.
The LOL when you don't really mean LOL, for those who don't understand what ironic means.
When you pluralize LOL, or you type it in all caps, or you type L-A-W-L, you know, I can, or lulls even. But when it's just like, oh, looks like somebody's being a jerk, LOL. Like, you know that's not fucking, like, ironic. It's completely serious and intended. But
even a lot of the time, they're not even laughing when they say it. It's just like a reflex reaction to type on the end of a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
You type any sentence, no humor. Hey, my dad died today, LOL.
I bet you they'd probably have to backspace before they hit enter. And then there'll be a series of complaints while fucking... Why would people be able to click like? Why is there not a dislike button? There should be a dislike button when someone... Stop! Just fucking stop!
Actually, I think the thing that's getting to me the most is the political discourse.
I can't fucking tell you.
Yeah. I mean, and the worst part is, usually the people that are having the political discourse on Facebook are the people you look back on in your life and you realize these are the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever met in my life. And they somehow now think they know what the fuck is up.
Ugh, God damn it. The people who use their status... To posture themselves as some kind of a fucking political pundit, where everything's a fucking, oh, listen, I understand that CNN article is on the money or preposterous. Why don't you just post it on your fucking blog? Everything, I have people where everything they post is a fucking article, and then the goddamn thing is, I can't believe the right, or the balls on the left to do this. Like, you know, did you go to the park? You know, I'd be more interested if you fed a fucking duck today than I am about how you feel about whatever issue or whatever fucking person. Just don't give a shit. At all.
You know, I gotta tell you, I like these political things, they drive me fucking nuts because, you know, I don't mind if someone talks about what they've done. You know, every now and then, you know, hey, I'm doing so-and-so today. But you're right. It's the bitching and the complaining is probably half of what Facebook is.
Well, don't get me wrong. I don't mind small doses. There are people that post a mix of things, and some of it is like a link to an article, and they put their opinion. And that's fine. But when it's fucking 15 links a day, like your fucking Breitbart or Drudge, it's just a fucking Facebook wall, okay? You can have your own site. It's fucking it's easy. Fucking here's 15 things you need to know right now, and here's why they're wrong or right.
I'm actually scrolling through just my front page of my Facebook status or the news feed just to see how many there are. And you know, whatever, there are like 20, 30 updates on that page. I got four. I got someone bitching about the pastor in Florida who wants to burn the Quran. I got someone else.
I could not care fucking less.
Talk about Glenn Beck visits Alaska on 9/11.
Couldn't care less.
And you know, it's amazing. The thing is, you know, due to my just accepting anyone as a friend, I end up getting, you know, all the political discourse.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, you kind of associate with people that somewhat think the same, at least on the social end of the political scale, like you. You know, if you're, rabidly religious, you're probably going to hang out with rabidly religious people. But Facebook ends up being, you end up with stuff on both sides. Like, I get this guy who everything is talking about God, every fucking post. This fucking guy, after looking at his Facebook and doing some quick math, I realized he knocked a broad up when he was 17. And now every post is about him foursquare checking into church. How he's reading some Bible reading plan, and he posts like how far he's progressed into that plan. He posts links from
posturing.
For, yeah. For,
I'm the mayor of the third pew. Who gives a fuck? What you... great. We all love Wawa. We all love Quick Check. I don't need to fucking hit a blip button every time I go and get a fucking coffee. Or every time I hear the word Jesus spoken by someone else, I'm not going to hit a fucking goddamn blip button to put a little fucking pin in a map to tell everybody I've done it. There are conversations I've had with people where my political opinion comes out, and they're like, wow, I would never have guessed that's your fucking stance. Yeah, because I don't fucking harp on it. I don't fucking make it my goddamn work to put my fucking political opinion out there. I keep it to my fucking self. I'm fucking tired of it. I'm just fucking tired.
It is. But, you know, I can't go to the lengths that you're planning on going to and just start mass deleting people. I feel weird and awkward about it. As much as these people, I loathe these people, I'll log on Facebook and I will get physically angry. Like, I'll look at it, and especially, you know, as much as we're joking about the political shit, like, yeah. You see something that just doesn't sit right with you, and you get fired up looking at this shit. And yet, I still will not reject this person as a friend when I feel deep in my heart of hearts I should, but I won't. So I applaud you if you manage to follow through with this move here.
The people that are going to really be cut, like, the fucking first cut I make.
So you're ranking these. So you're going to go...
This is the first fucking cut right
order.
Here.
Okay.
Highest priority fucking loss in my tally of friends are the people who, when they're distressed, they have to post a fucking line from a song and just fucking throw the hook out there and wait for comments. Like, every rose has its thorn. And then, like, here comes six of their buddies. You okay, bro? What's going on, dude? Let's talk. Shut the fuck up! I don't give a shit that you and your girl are fucking complicated now. Things are just not the same. We don't talk together. So yeah, the best thing they can do is to fucking quote Poison to express themselves.
See, that bothers me a lot. The people
who
constantly bitch about their lives. Like, you know, it's bad enough when you have the people that are fake bragging. You know what I mean by the fake bragging? It's like their lives actually suck, but they want people to think that their lives don't suck.
Yeah, I mean, I understand
that. So those people are bad, but the people that are worse are the ones who just go all out and admit their lives suck, and they're looking for the attention of someone being like, "No, I like you. What do you mean? What do you mean you have no friends? No, I'm your friend." Or they do the faux rage about that. Like, my friends suck. What do you mean I suck? I'm your friend. I'm not talking about you. I mean other friends.
I don't mind people expressing frustration in their lives. I do it. I love it. But I don't like the fact that they're masking or hiding this shit and handing everybody a fucking emotional decoder ring. Like, oh shit. Oh my god, he just put fucking a line from Fade to Black. Oh, did he get fired? Did someone in his family die? Like, what the fuck? Just come out with it or don't fucking say anything.
So you know what sucks about that? And I never even really thought about it. You know how I am with music. I absolutely love music. And I just like music. I have no emotional context when I listen to music. I'm not like, when I'm down in the dumps, I'm going to listen to The Cure today. I'll just listen to the fucking Cure because I happen to like The Cure.
Yeah.
So... I have a music feed on my page, and I can post actual videos on my page from that. And now I realize that people are probably looking into me and wondering, you know, hey, Sean just posted The Cure.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I wonder if he's depressed and he's going to slit his wrists.
Oh, man. It's the picture song. Oh, no. What's going on? He posted the pictures of you song.
Yeah,
Sean, let's talk, bro.
Now I can't do this anymore because people are trying to read, like, into my brain and see what's going on. When really it's just, hey, my iTunes happened to flip over to this song, and now I want to hear it on my Facebook. And now I want to shove that down everyone on my Facebook.
You know what?
Throat.
I almost don't want to delete the song lyric, people, because there is the rare occurrence where, like, since everybody has their parents now, like, the people are friending their fucking parents, like, someone will post the lyric, and, like, the adult doesn't know it's a fucking lyric. They're like, what does that mean? You shouldn't talk about bitches, and women are worth something. Like, Like, they don't get that it's just a fucking a quote from a song that they happen to like or whatever. I love the comments to those fucking things.
People just confusion.
Yeah, I as much as I enjoy that, I hate the fact that they're just fucking throwing this out there for some fucking attention. I can't fucking do that.
Well, see, that's another thing that I don't get is the people that are friending their parents.
I've friended my parents.
Yeah, see, I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Like, maybe it's just because I do post things on my Facebook that I really wouldn't want, like, you know, people interrogating me about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my nephew, who's he's 14 now, and he friend requested me when he was 13.
Jesus.
And I'm like, no, I can't have my 13-year-old nephew seeing into that window of my life. Like, I can't. And I would feel the same way about parents or other. What I see is it's even worse, I think, than your own parents is when other people's parents start friend requesting. And
it's weird. Like,
because then you feel like you got to start censoring in some way, you know, the things that go on in your life or blocking them. And that's the other thing I didn't know about Facebook. You can block people from fucking damn well anything you want.
Yeah.
You can block them from the entire fucking site. So basically you're a friend in name only. And that's an interesting feature.
I like that. I do appreciate that. But one thing, you know, Facebook has taught me is that I don't have to have a sentimental need to communicate with everyone I've ever met. Like, that, I think, was the original intent. Like, you can just keep tabs on everybody. Like, you remember classmates.com? Blah, 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 blah. Like, you could check up on people and, you know, have classmates. I know now exactly what I would find out at a class reunion, so I don't have to fucking go like I ever would to begin with. You don't need to keep tabs on people because they're as boring as you. That's the fucking one lesson I learned from Facebook. And I'm telling you, I'm slashing people. Slashing them.
I'm gonna record your count right now just for posterity.
Yeah.
All right. I've got the number down.
What do I have?
105.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a radically low number already to start with. So the fact that you're slashing is impressive.
Well, let's see. I can tell you I'll probably lose a minimum of 10.
Okay. So we're looking at getting around to 95 on the first cut.
And then, you know what? And I'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll go by fives. I'll take five out. I'm just going to see how it goes. And you know what? This sounds arrogant, and it sounds like I think I'm better than everybody. The truth is, I don't need to hear about just hanging with my homegirls. LOL. Like, I don't give. Like, does that need to exist anywhere?
So from now on, I think your criteria should be any post you see that annoys you, cut.
Here's one. Feeling pretty cozy in my new place. Not too shabby, LOL. Honestly, it's got. And I can't fucking tell you.
All right, here's my second post that I see on mine. Poppycock, anyone? Ugh. ? Ha ha ha.
Oh, and the worst thing is that.
You can make an entire show out of reading fucking Facebook posts, by the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I would it would end with me slitting my neck. The worst is that if you're friends with somebody and they comment on something they like, you see it. Now all of a sudden, like, I mean, I'm okay with Snoop, circa 93, but now I have an update from Snoop that someone fucking recommended. And like, I just don't need to fuck. I'll be okay with you. I don't want your fucking interests. Maybe it's because I'm bad at this. Maybe because
I think. Well, you know, just in general, I think yeah. This is not your cup of tea, so to speak.
Okay, listen, this is fucked up. Okay, so I just got tagged in a post by Casey, and the contents of it is heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me, and my name. I'm removing that, by the way. I'm sorry. By the way, Casey did write the fucking greatest thing I've ever seen on Facebook. I've never agreed with something more, ever, ever. She wrote, people who use the word drama, and it isn't in reference to a genre of film, TV, or theater, are annoying. And this, I've been thinking this to myself every time I hear someone say, Went over so-and-so's house, nothing but drama. There was so much drama. Went to Quick Check, got the wrong sandwich. Drama! Like, people don't understand that the word problem exists anymore. It's always like it's a fucking a plot device in some fucking play that they think they're the star of. I can't fucking tell you. Every time I hear someone say it, it bugs the living shit out of me.
So what's more annoying, that or LOL?
I think the drama thing.
Really?
Yes.
It's passed up LOL on the annoyance list.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because you know what? You know what? Everybody's got fucking problems, okay? Everybody has what you call drama. Just because you have a fucking low gaslight and you're getting pulled over by a cop, it's not fucking dramatic. It's unfortunate for you. It kind of sucks. But it's not fucking drama. Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen, I understand you, Streamer 17314. I understand that there's an ignore button. But now, I don't want to just ignore. I want to fucking eradicate. I want to remove, defriend. I got to tell you, some of these people, I'll be cool with in real life. I enjoy them in real life. Fucking
see, I don't
hate
buy
you
that.
Online.
I don't buy that. I think
fucking
you hate them
in you
real
online.
Life.
If I saw them in real life, I'm going to see them far less than I see them on Facebook. Correct?
Yeah, but
and then I can enjoy
I've
that.
I've seen you in your own hometown at the bar when people come up and talk to you that you haven't seen in years, and you are fucking annoyed by their presence.
Yeah.
And you pretend to be nice to them, but you have the face that like I can read, that I know that you want.
And you know why? Do you want to know fucking why? Because I have them on fucking Facebook, and I know every goddamn slice of fucking cheese they've eaten, and I know that they
fucking... Annoyed either fucking way.
If I didn't know every little intimate detail because I added them on Facebook, I would see them and say, hey, what's going on with you? Now I don't even have that fucking... escape hatch in the conversation because I already fucking know and they know I fucking know. So now I just have to sit there and fucking, hey, I'm just having fucking chicken at Fridays. It's incredible. And it sucks. I guess I just miss the fucking, the personal communication of people that I don't fucking see all the time. Because when it happens, now... It's like, yeah, I've fucking seen all the shit that you type that irritates the living fuck out of me. And I can't enjoy this random bump in.
You've never enjoyed the random bump in.
I'm
calling your bluff.
I have. You wait. You wait. You'll see.
All right.
I will be more receptive to these things. Because I don't.
All right. So you're blaming it on Facebook, the fact that
Yeah. There's nothing but fucking drama on Facebook, dude. Nothing but fucking drama. Okay? Every rose has its fucking thorn. All right? God. I just don't know what to do with myself. Bum-ba-da-num. All right, why don't we end this fucking show? I just want to let you know, if I do defriend you, please don't take exception with it. I just have had it with... He just finds you annoying. A frequent misspelling.
Don't take exception. He just finds you annoying.
LOLs or something. I assure you, I'm as cool with you as I've ever been. Thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show. I had to calm down there. This is episode 270. Thank you for tuning in. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe. Watch videos and stuff. Shawnee Murphy, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I got nothing.
Thank you.
See you.
Boomo, butcha.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hasha, hasha. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.
Oh.